Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What compels the owner of a design and marketing firm to start a jewelry business? Marcy Finney Ditto's newest business is Mustard Seed Jewelry, which is handmade jewelry made from mustard seeds. Through each piece of jewelry she creates, she hopes that it will inspire women worldwide to be encouraged to find the faith in all of us. Faith. Do you have faith, my friend? Do you have faith in God? Do you have faith in Christ? Well, you know, that's our hope. That's why we have the Good Life Radio program. And the reason we're here today, here at the Good Life Show, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, the one who loves you, who knows you, whatever you're facing right now, whatever the challenge might be, for you to know that there is always hope in Jesus Christ, in Christ who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. Jesus was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has made the difference in Marcy Diddle's life, will make a difference in your life as well. We ask, would you open your heart to Jesus? Oh, dear one, do that. Open your heart to Jesus. You know, Marcy is self-taught. The gift was there, like the seed waiting to be cultivated. It took 30 years and prayerful patience for the Lord to bring his vision to her clearly. But the promise was in the small, powerful message of the mustard seed. Hmm. And she had to reaffirm her faith in life's early inspiration to move that dream forward. She's here to tell us about it. Marcy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Parker, Texas, outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in a small home with my family on 3 acres of land, and had just very humble beginnings.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I was influenced most by my grandfather on my mother's side. We lovingly referred to him as Papa. And he was a jeweler, a graphic designer in the 50s. And then he was also a very fine watercolor artist and was part of the Southwest Watercolor Society in Dallas. And he really inspired me from an early age. I got to watch him make jewelry and find jewelry and pray with him and go to church with my grandmother and grandfather on a regular basis and just be in the gem and mineral world, which was very new to me as a little girl.
What did you see that inspired you from Grandpa?
There's one particular moment, and in my family, cardinals was very dear to us and special to us as birds because my grandfather just really, really loved them. And one particular moment that was so memorable for me is we would sit outside when I'd come to visit them, and he would have us be very still. And he had a male, actually, called Big Red that would come and sit on his shoulder. Mm. And it was just such a delightful blessing from God to have this bird just come and be with us. And this was a regular occurrence. And so when my grandfather passed in fifth grade, they really became God's loving sign for us that he was still with us. And so my grandmother survived him by 15 years and later passed of breast cancer. But the cardinals were instrumental, and they still, at every single moment where we are praying for the Holy Spirit's influence and for the Lord to be with us, cardinals show up for us. And so that really has been a moving part of the beauty of my grandfather and grandmother in my life.
Marcy, allow me this indulgence for a moment, because I don't always get a chance to talk to someone who both is a jeweler and has been inspired by her grandfather. But what do you remember about him in the way that he observed things in an artistic way?
He really, his gift was the light that he would capture in everything. I mean, jewelry is an easy one because it just sparkles. But in his watercolor art and everything that he produced, there was always this beautiful source of light, whether it came from the water or the clouds or the way he depicted a tree. He just could capture that so clearly. And that was a huge influence to me. I really firmly believe we need more light in the world.
Marcy, what was Grandpa's name?
Wilson Ramage.
Wilson Ramage.
Yes.
So I've heard of Thomas Kincaid, painter of light. Wilson Ramage, jeweler of light.
Right.
How did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian through my family. My family was a very, very strong Christian family. We grew up, you know, attending service every Sunday and being heavily involved in our church. And as a young woman, I served in concert choir at the church and served on the altar as an altar girl. And it was just very much a part of our life. And it was something that was always there. And I would say that, you know, even though sometimes we're given the background of this, you know, it's really when Jesus really comes into your heart and when you start to really develop a personal relationship with him. And I would say that that happened for me later in life versus earlier in life. But I did, I tried with all of my effort as a young child to be able to feel his grace and his love. And I always felt it in the influence of my grandparents and nature and being in the church, but I wouldn't say it deepened until later in life.
What difference would you say Christ has made? You talk about later in life, generally speaking, in the broader scope of things. What difference would you say Christ has made in your life?
Oh my goodness. He is everything. He is absolutely the purpose for my existence and the gift of my life, and my life is devoted to him. And I think when you turn your heart to him, his way is your way, and you allow him to direct your path. And that is really the greatest gift you can realize in your life. And when I've really allowed him to steer me, he presents wonders beyond anything that I could ever imagine. And I'm just so grateful that my heart is turned to him.
Well, your relationship with the Lord, you know, obviously, as you speak, there's a tenderness there. And I can't wait to hear how that was nourished and nurtured through the years. And even so, it obviously comes through your creativity and your art. Marcy, when did you personally discover, of course, your grandfather, but when did you discover you had your own touch of creative genius?
Well, you know, I had always, I think in the early years of my life, I was a little bit artistically resistant. I think my mom always told me, one specific moment I remember, I would always make Christmas cards and Valentine's cards. I'd always be creating something, whether it be collaging or drawing and I was never prompted to do it. And my mom came in one time when I was sitting in my room and I was making something. I think I was making Christmas cards, and she came in and she said, "Honey, you know, promise me one thing, that you will always create," because she said, "I see the light of Christ in you through your creations." And for me, that was so moving to me because I don't even know that I had recognized the gift in me until I really heard her that day. Mm-hmm. And it was really from there that I started to take it a little bit more seriously that I might have something in there that God might be wanting to develop in me.
Suzanne, we've talked before about how God uses people to bring out the unique gifts that exist in others where they may lie dormant unless mm-hmm. someone were to identify them. As you hear Marcy share, what does that bring out in you?
Well, I'm just so moved by her mother's love and graciousness and her willingness to share that so clearly, specifically with Marcy. And what a priceless gift that is. So we've talked about your grandparents, but clearly your mother and I'm assuming your father had a deep faith as well.
Yes, they did.
Oh, it's just beautiful, Marcy.
And, you know, speaking to that, the encouragement of one thing I know that I am, you know, the Lord is working with me to help is to really help people, you know, rise up and see their gifts and then be able to use them. And we all have unique talents. And my parents, really from a very early age, they never discouraged me not to be an artist. And they really allowed me the freedom of choice for what artistic medium I wanted to choose in my life to pursue. But they knew that that was where, you know, the Lord was leading me. And they really helped keep me focused on that versus trying to push me to be a doctor or to be something else that might potentially be valued more than leading an artistic life and being able to survive and thrive and really create a wonderful life from it.
Marcy, did you pursue this in college?
I did. I actually started in art school and in fine arts. So I did pursue a fine art degree, and that was at Texas Tech University. Mm-hmm. And along the way, I really, you know, it wasn't centered around a vision necessarily, but I really felt more led to be in graphic arts. And so I started to research schools for graphic arts, and University of North Texas has one of the best in our country. Mm-hmm. And I decided to transfer and start over there. And so then I got my communication design degree and still practiced my fine art of painting and drawing and that kind of thing and started to develop that.
That's one of the most beautiful things to hear, Marcy, that is someone discovering a moment of self-discovery, which enables the profound self-awareness that leaders possess. And then someone who, having discovered that, goes and develops it at a place of specialty that's known for developing that kind of talent. I'm speaking in general terms. I think there's something that can be applied in the lives of most people. In fact, everyone. So today,
right,
as we think about what Marcy Ditto has experienced in her life, dear friend, consider yourself and consider God as the one who has created you and has instilled in you sovereignly unique gifts. Now, it might be different than what someone else has, but it shouldn't be such that you think of yourself as having less, maybe different, maybe something that's there that's also dormant that needs to be animated. Well, Marcy is here to release you in that, as it were, to say, hey, develop it, use it for the glory of God. We'll be back with more from Marcy Finney Ditto. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Marcy Ditto, well, she's not your ordinary business owner. With her gifts of creativity, business acumen, ability to touch people's hearts, vision to dream big, and her message that faith can move mountains, well, she's able to guide so many to thrive in their own businesses and their own lives. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program here. Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. It's so good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. If you want to find out more about Marcy Ditto and Mustard Seed Jewelry, easy. Go to mustardseedjewelry.com. Again, mustardseedjewelry.com. Before our break, we were talking about how God had prepared Marcy, and how Marcy, by God's grace, prepared herself, having understood what God has instilled in her and developed it, even in college, for what she's doing today. We're going to take a moment. I want you to listen to this sound clip from Indulge magazine that featured Marcy Finney Ditto. And in it, listen to her heart. And from there, we'll take it further in our heart-to-heart sharing with her.
I was basically given the gift, knew that jewelry was where I needed to go. It was really a foreign world for me, and I think that I have a lot to teach people about reinvention at any age, because when you really step into your gifts, you're never limited. It's more about how do you foster, how do you mentor that, how do you highlight the things that you're doing that are amazing and go alongside with people that can teach you in that. You can see my bracelet here is actually a turquoise bracelet, and then my tear. And I also have matching earrings that go with that. And those have been our top sellers. And then, of course, anything with a lot of gold and sparkle, people enjoy as well. And that's really been our biggest hit, is our pendants. For the jewelry, I was completely self-taught. I had a vision of what this actual mustard seed piece looked like, and I sketched it out, and it took me 3 years to prototype it. So I definitely tell people to have patience in their dreams, and allowing them, even if at a time where you can't pursue your dreams, either monetarily or you're in other jobs, to hold fast to what you're doing and have patience with it. And that's part of the message of the mustard seed, of having faith and courage and allowing small steps to really go into bigger leaps in your life.
Marcy Ditto, a feature from Indulge Magazine. Marcy, how did you come up with this idea to create jewelry made from mustard seeds?
Well, this is actually a long, beautiful prayer process in my life. I have believed for a long time in about 30 minutes to an hour of silent prayer a day to be in intimacy with the Lord and to have time for Him in a broad way in my life and for to allow Him to speak to me in those quiet moments. I think that the silence and going to the secret room of our heart and allowing Him to be there is very important. And during this time, this is over about a 10-year period, I had actually received a vision from the Lord of a mustard seed piece, so a finished piece of jewelry, before I ever knew how to make it. And so what I did was I sketched it down and I went, oh boy, I don't even know what this is, but I'm just going to keep praying about it. And so, you know, it was a good solid almost 3 years of continual prayer, asking for Him to use my hands and allow me to be able to step by step go backwards and create and be able to create something of the beauty of this vision that He gave me. And so, you know, there were trial and errors around the way and me actually doing it and starting over or going, that's not the right thing for that. And I've got to pray about that. And it was a very prayerful process, but I allowed him to take the lead on that for me. And he really showed me every little detail of how to teach myself to do it. And I had watched my grandfather growing up, but he had passed away when I was in fifth grade. So I really later in life didn't have any experience in how to make jewelry. So it was really it had to be answered in prayer for me.
To prayer is one of the most beautiful examples of Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God, that I've ever heard. But help us know the significance to you of the mustard seed, please.
Well, you know, in prayer as well, I had a company prior to Mustard Seed Jewelry that was called Seeds for Goodness. And the Lord actually gave me that name in prayer. And what it meant to me was, you know, the gift of the seed, and that I really believe that He plants that inherent goodness in us. And it can be as small as a seed, but He allows us the space to magnify that and to grow that. And I think the mustard seed is such a beautiful example of that, because the seed itself, it has to be nurtured. It has to be watered. And He is that life and that water. And so however we get inspired to go cultivate that, we each have it within us. And it is our gift and our duty to be able to cultivate that relationship with Him, to see where that blossoms and where that grows. And it, to me, it's just a beautiful, simple illustration of how easy it is to be truly and in love and in faith with Him.
Thank you very
Marcy,
much.
Marcy, for our listener right now who may be listening to the word mustard seed but may not have a visual of how big or how small a mustard seed is, can you describe it for us, a tiny mustard
goodness.
Seed?
I would say it is about, if you can imagine, a tiny little seed balancing on the top of your pinky nail on your finger. It is just a very, very tiny seed. It's one of the smallest seeds. And so it's something that seems so insignificant to many of us. That,
would
you know,
it be,
would
it be like the size of a flea?
But yes, that would be a great size reference there.
Okay. And the significance being in terms of even what you envision for people, when you make reference to it, what did Jesus mean when He said, you know, you when he talked about faith of a mustard seed and its ability to grow.
Right. He really was encouraging us to, I think, really listen to and see the fragile nature, which is, you know, a seed is organic. It is, it really can't grow unless it gets water and it gets nourishment and it gets good soil and it gets those things. And so I think the reference of that and understanding the smallness of that, and then understanding that even the slightest amount of faith in him is what waters and grows that seed to become something that could move a mountain, which is, you know, in the verse in Matthew 17:20, which is the verse about the mustard seed that I love so much, mm-hmm. is that it really takes just that small amount of faith in order to move a mountain in your life, which might be a thought, it might be a stronghold, it might be something much bigger, it might be a physical condition. But those things, a small amount of faith he can increase. And it's the increase with the love and the continual relationship with him that moves the mountain.
The wonder of what may seem so insignificant,
right,
has the potential of grand power, grand design. And so, dear friend, as Marcy, she creates it in her jewelry, mustardseedjewelry.com. You can see it for yourself. But the creative genius of that, even in your life today, there may be an idea, maybe a flash of an idea that has come. And maybe you caught a glimpse of it within your own heart, but you didn't pay that much attention to it. But as she speaks, you're reminded of the idea or of a word or whatever it might be. Could you take it? Would you take it, even as Marcy had, and as coming from the Lord, to fill your heart with hope? You see, the marvel of what may seem insignificant is just the opposite. It's not insignificant. It's oh so ever significant. Marcy has a message with every piece of her jewelry design. Anybody who engages with her. In fact, we'll talk more about that when we come back. She does not only present something to you at the point of transaction. She gives something back to you because of what she believes. The marvel of the mustard seed, what it can do. And you know, it's all originating from the grace of God. The love of God for you. She's going to talk about that. You don't want to miss this now because, although I don't think it's that insignificant, someone else might think, well, what can you do with a dollar? Or maybe two? What could be done? Hey, stand by. Wait and see. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Marcy Ditto, she says, look, I prayed for my hands to be moved profoundly to accomplish this big vision. And for Mustard Seed Jewelry to be able to give back in radically generous ways. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, and our featured guest, Marcy Finney Ditto. If you're tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, say, hey, how can I get this program? I'd like to listen to it in its entirety. You can indeed do so for free. Get the free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And find out more about Mustard Seed Jewelry at mustardseedjewelry.com. Marcy, what is the idea of Pay It Forward Seed Cash?
Right. I developed the seed cash was, you know, a little bit more that was given to me in prayer about what to do beyond just the creation of his beautiful work of this jewelry and the jewelry piece itself. All aspects of what we do, we want to be able to have it go beyond our hands and create good, the highest kind of good. And one thing that has been an inspiration to me as a young child, I used to visit nursing homes and give flowers, or I would visit bookstores and put a couple of dollars in books so that someone might have the extra money to buy it, or I'd pay for people's tolls, or just random acts of kindness I've done my whole life. And so I really had it in my heart to develop something that would come with the jewelry that was to inspire further the meaning of the seed, and that the power, you know, cash is such an immediacy, and it is such a, you know, it's a monetary aspect that is very touching for most people to be able to understand how to really use it. And so the cash to me seemed to be the best when I prayed about it as the aspect to demonstrate the power of something small. And so I very purposely chose $2 in that it's kind of an odd pairing. And most people these days don't think there's much that they can do with $2. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord really shared for me to give it freely to people in along with the purchase. And then we do have a really nice little card that explains the meaning to people of being encouraged to being able to give it away in a random act of kindness, and that the hope for it will demonstrate the power of a seed sown in love. Mm-hmm. And that this is all in pursuit of the higher good. And then being able to share those stories with others about what happened when they used their seed cash. And I have, you know, hundreds of documented stories of people, you know, being able to, you know, help someone in need that was exactly $2 short, or being in the line somewhere and someone didn't have money to finish paying for their prescription or something to that degree. It's been really wonderful to see how the Lord has used it. And so that comes standard with any purchase. You do receive the seed cash. And we also give 30% of our gross profits away to many different charities and do charitable events with our jewelry.
Tell us more stories about the seed cash. I just find it so compelling, intriguing.
Right. Well, you know, in particular, there's one that I love. There was a woman that was, and she was in the line for Walmart. She was in Walmart, and she was picking up her prescription. And there was an older man in front of her, and he was short and couldn't pay for his prescription. And he started to cry in front of her, and she had her seed cash in her purse. And when she went up to him, she said, "Well, you know, do you mind if I ask you, or how much short are you? Can I help you?" And he said, "By $2." And she handed him the seed cash, and it was exactly what he needed to be able to get his prescription that day. And it's just, even though that's a more mundane life example, I love that, because that's how the Lord works, is that we never understand the need. We just have to be willing, and a willingness of our heart to be able to give. And I just love the immediacy of it. So I really encourage people with the seed cash to pray and take it with them and allow him to give them the opportunity to give it and to immediately sow it.
Marcy, my head is just nodding like something you'd see on a dashboard. You are giving us so many powerful, beautiful examples of prayer, the prayer time. In and of itself that you have set aside each day, praying for God to develop the gifts that he's given you. Now praying for God to use you, the receiver of the cash gift, to bless someone else. This is so wonderful for our listeners.
Thank you. And one thing I think is important to know about the seed cash as well is that, you know, he shared with me that it's never anything. It is my money that I take out of my account that I never write off. It is absolutely how I can tithe back to what he's given me in my heart. And so I love, that's why the cash I think is so important to it, is that it's immediate. It's an immediate resource to go sow, and it's been my gift to give it.
I keep thinking about you as a communicator. I mean, it's, what an artful way, yet practical way to communicate this message. I mean, it's tangible. You can read about it on the card that you send. You can understand, but it's applicational immediately. I mean, it just triggers an animation within us to begin to take action. Then again, Marcy, I've never heard the idea before, so it's novel. Mm-hmm. But like Suzanne was saying, how the Lord whispers this to you. I don't know, maybe he whispered it, maybe he shouted it to you. I don't know how he did it, but he got the message to you. But through prayer, you sat before him and listened. Tell us, how have those moments been, those quiet, regular moments been with the Lord?
Well, it is like a watering of your soul. It's really, it gives you such life that, you know, is hard to describe until you experience it. But there's just a peace in your heart that, you know, what comes next, you know, is by his hands. And so it just generates that cultivation and that faith. And that's why the faith message is so important for me, is that I've been asked to do things that have seemed impossible to me. I mean, really. and I really want to reiterate to people that, you know, I am a good example of the mustard seed, because I have been asked to change my life many times over in a way that was uncomfortable to me. And I think that, you know, the Lord speaks to us when we really, really hear him. It can be very uncomfortable things in our life, and that he gives us the encouragement and the footsteps to follow where he leads us if we will go in faith. And so a lot of this for me was just every moment I had a moment of doubt, I just went back into prayer. And I really didn't do anything until he moved me in prayer. And that is I talk a lot about baby steps leading to bigger leaps, because the prayer every single day and the cultivation of those minutes sitting in silence is what lead to the bigger leaps and the comfort, really, to be able to take those bigger leaps in life. And it's all of those little minutes are like seeds to me, because you really don't, it, until you spend regular time with him, it's hard to feel comfortable when he gives you something impossible to accomplish in life. And so he will answer you. And the best way to do that is to just truly be in prayer with him. And it was no easy journey for me. I really tell people, even though they see the beauty of it now and where it is, this whole process was about, 8 to 10 years of solid prayer. So I always try to encourage others to have patience in him. And that we, when we set things down, there's been many times I got married and had a child and actually had to set my jewelry business down for 3 years. But it didn't go anywhere. It only enlivened more as I prayed for the timing that he wanted me to have it out again. Mm-hmm. And so I try to encourage others in that nothing ever dies when you're in faith with him. He really will bring a life to it that you could never know, and you would be so glad that you waited for it.
Did you, in those years, those 3 years, were there times in prayer where, though externally things didn't seem to be moving, in prayer, were there moments when you, in your silence, were thrilled inside because of what God was revealing to you, and yet there were still, at that point, nothing external that had materialized?
Oh, yes. Many times over. I think as an artist and being an artist for most of my life, he's really given me I'd get glimmers of creativity, or I would know, and specifically when I had set this down for 3 years, I was actually in Hawaii when I was on a very prayerful walk, and I sat on a bench and was in prayer, and he whispered to me that this was the timing to bring it back again. And a part of my soul just leapt, because making the pieces for myself is just such a prayerful process and very peaceful and nurturing. And so it's a great joy in my life beyond the gift and honor of being able to put it out into the world. And so I knew that it was time to pick it up, but there was no outward sign that it was, other than I had just gone, really, did I hear you right? Mm. And it was a series of he brought in very synchronistic things to happen to show me, to encourage me in that. Within about 2 days of me receiving that in prayer, I had several Facebook messages of people saying, Marcy, I want to buy another mustard seed piece. When will you offer them again to me? I've been looking for you over here. And the kind of the last straw with me was my husband and I were in San Diego, stationed while he was learning to fly a new plane. And we had come to Hawaii because it was a 5-hour, flight for us, which was easier out of LA. And so when I got back home, I told my husband, I said, are you seeing this? I said, this is really interesting. I'm just going to keep praying about this. And when we got back to San Diego, I had a woman, a very kind woman, who had bought pieces from me to donate to her Catholic charity. And she reached out to me and said, I'd love to donate some more pieces. And, I said, well, great. Well, let me get them to you. And then where are you right now? And she said, well, I'm in San Diego. Oh. And I said, well, we're actually going to be able to meet for coffee. Mm-hmm. And so it was really, he very much affirmed for me that, he had clearly spoken to me. And so it was really from there, the baby steps that I started walking and taking to really bring it to where it is today. And that was really in a year's period of time. So when he's ready to move, he's ready to move. And he definitely moved me. But I encourage others to just be really prayerful and allow him to speak to them. And it takes that silence to cultivate that.
Sometimes the Lord says, go. And sometimes the Lord says, wait.
Right.
And in that moment of waiting, and sometimes waiting can be arduous. Sometimes waiting can be torturous. But when God says, okay, you've waited, I've prepared you, I'm going to release you now, something happens on the inside because you waited. And God did a work that maybe no one else will ever see or really fully be able to understand. But when you know the timing is right and God is giving you that release, and not only that, even as Marcy said, the release comes with a synchronized plan that flows step by step that you could not have orchestrated yourself. You could not have planned it or put it together. Connections, resources. In fact, you would accelerate more because you waited than if you tried to do it on your own. Sometimes we try to build things in vain, but when we wait, acceleration. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Since the launch of Mustard Seed Jewelry, her company, Marcy Ditto has been invited to numerous charity events where she donates 30% of her gross profits directly back to these charities. She's been involved with the Fort Worth Children's Charities, the Hope Center for Autism, Veterans Association for Real Estate Professions, AIDS Outreach Center, and more. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer and our guest today, Marcy Ditto. Thank you for joining us. It's been a real rich time with Marcy, but we're not finished. You can find out more, by the way, of Mustard Seed Jewelry at mustardseedjewelry.com.
Final segment, you talked about marriage and a child. Can you share with us all of this?
Yes. And, you know, this is a very important message, I think, to just my story and my walk with the Lord. You know, I had gotten married early out of my 20s, and when I was 24 years old, graduated from college, and actually was an Olympic hopeful for marathon training. Mm. And I moved to Colorado to do that. And I married my first husband there. And so I have been married before. And I never, ever saw myself even fathoming a divorce in my life. And I ended up marrying, and unfortunately, the husband I was with was verbally and physically abusive, and I discovered this about a year or so into our marriage. Mm-hmm. And it was a really trial and challenging time in my life. I was very far from my family, and the good news is the Lord placed me right next to a convent where I was living.
Oh my.
I literally got out in about hour and a half to 2 hour walks a day with him. And I was training for running at the time. And so my running time was also prayer time for me, in understanding where he was leading me and praying for healing in my marriage. And, though the marriage did not turn out to be successful, and for my own well-being, I had to moved back with my family, and then we later separated and divorced. Mm-hmm. The goodness in this is it really started to create my prayer life in a very deep way with him. And through the healing process of 12 years of being single and being in prayer with the Lord and healing my marriage, you know, not, it doesn't happen to everyone, but I did have a full healing with my husband in that we completely got to forgive each other and to forgive what had happened in our lives. And we actually met and cried with each other and prayed about it. And I had prayed, my husband was not a Christian, and I had prayed for him to become a Christian, and he did. Mm-hmm. And he wrote me a forgiveness letter, and we made time to get together and to share with one another and to forgive and really heal that part of our life. And it was really a wonderful, wonderful walk. And that was a good 7 year time period. Mm. So I encourage others, these things don't happen fast, but mm-hmm. the Lord really uses that time with you. And that was where really my prayer life really, really deepened, because I was being in a situation that felt dangerous to me and to my well-being. I really, really was mended to him for my next step, because I really didn't know where I was to go at that point. And I had never envisioned myself in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. And so through that journey, I had 12 years of being single and just really loving my life with the Lord and really being mended in prayer for that time. But I was very clear. I believed in the sanctity of marriage, and I knew that at some point when it was right, you know, the Lord would bring me my right husband. And I prayed for that daily. And I prayed for him to really allow me to know clearly through him who that was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, it was a 12-year period before I was introduced and met Kyle. And I was introduced to Kyle through a family friend of mine that I had known for over 8 years. Mm-hmm. And, it was really, there was a lot of prayer time in between that to really, and the Lord really did give me a vision to know that he was my husband.
Well, we just have about 3 minutes, but we need to hear a little bit more. You mentioned a child.
Yes.
So take us a little further.
Yes. So Kyle and I got married, and we had Kinsey Kay in 2012. And, you know, we had waited much later in our life, and I had prayed for a long time about being a mother and when the right timing was in that, and really was so grateful that he cultivated so much patience and so much time in my life to becoming a mother. Mm-hmm. And Kyle and I really prayed for our time of when that was right. And so Kinsey has been a tremendous gift to us, and having a child is such a, it creates the child in your heart and really mends you closer to him to be able to guide that child through life. So it's a big gift and blessing. Mm-hmm.
When someone's hurting, like right now. Marcy, someone's hurting, having a very challenging time. What do you believe God would want you to say to that person?
I believe that he would ask that you get quiet and that you go in your heart and you ask for him to show you that little seed, that beauty, that light of his goodness that he's placed inside your heart, and for him to increase that, to magnify it, and to be able to guide your path so that all mountains move, all difficulties fall aside, that anything that could stand in your way or in the way of his light and his truth in your soul and the expression of that would move away with ease, and that you could say clearly, as you would say to a mountain, and say, move, and that his power and his truth through you would do that.
Dear one, imagine now, just hold hands with Marcy. And as you do, Marcy, could you lead in a prayer for our dear listener right now?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, I ask that you go to the very heart of the ones you love, and that you go inside their hearts, and that you encourage and inspire your deeper movement of faith, that they may use the visual of the mustard seed, that you may lay a clear trail of your light and your beauty before them, so that anything that is of difficulty and challenge, any stronghold that might be present, that through faith in you and through humble acts of kindness, not only to others but to themselves, that you may open the way and show them the way so clearly for the magnificent and beautiful life and demonstration of you through them, that you may guide them to deeper faith and guide them to the purity of their hearts. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Marcy, we are touched by the tenderness and sensitivity of your heart, your obedience to God, and your life of prayer. Thank you so much for sharing with us and being with us today.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
And dear one, we do hope that you have been moved, even as we have, by the sharing of Marcy Finney Diddle. You can find out more about her and Mustard Seed Jewelry at mustardseedjewelry.com. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, just like Marcy has today. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. Matthew 17:20, Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Marcy Finney Diddle. Find out more at mustardseedjewelry.com. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.